Like a river that gets stronger, deeper, and wider as it grows, God's kingdom is expanding around the world. Here's Laura Gonzalez.
The Lord is always working. We might think, oh no, you know, nothing is happening. He's working. We cannot perceive it, but He's working. It's just so encouraging.
We'll hear how He's at work in Europe and South America today on Revive Our Hearts with Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth. It's Monday, May 5th. I'm Dana Gresh. Has anything like this ever happened to you? I mean, let's say you're on a scenic drive. You're driving along, not really seeing anything all that spectacular, but then you come up over the crest of a hill, or you turn a corner and you get a glimpse of a grand, glorious vista. It's not the fool take your breath away moment yet, but you start seeing hints that there's something amazing ahead. How does that make you feel? Excited? Want to see more? Isn't that like life with Jesus? Every now and then, He allows us to get glimpses of what He's doing in the world, and it's so encouraging. It makes us want to see more. Recently, here at Revive Our Hearts, the Lord's been pulling back the curtain just a little bit. He's reminding us that He's at work in ways we could never have predicted. It's beautiful, and it's exciting. And today, we want to share just a few of those glimpses with you, places where there's a break in the trees, and we're going, wow, that is amazing. Thank you, Lord. The first has to do with a conference we held recently in Spain. With us are Laura Gonzalez and Patricia Saladin. Now, Laura lives in the Chicago area, and she's the director of our Spanish language ministry, Aviva Nuestros Corazones. And Patricia is in Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic. She's the voice of Nancy in Spanish. Ladies, both of you were at the recent conference in Granada, Spain. I want to thank you for joining us today. And Laura, I feel like every time I go to a Revive Our Hearts event, it doesn't matter what the language is, I feel the Lord moving in my life. And I'm there to minister to women, but I'm ministered to. Mm-hmm. How did the Lord minister to you in Spain?
It is just as you say, Dana. Sometimes I look at the conference approaching and I'm like, oh, another conference. I have to travel. Or in this case, I had to prepare a message. And it's like daunting. And it looks like we're going to cross this huge mountain. But then when we're there and we see the hunger of the women and we see the happiness, their joy, the way they are like so thirsty for the word and for the messages, it's just so encouraging. We don't really know what the Lord is doing in these hearts, in the hearts of these women. So when you meet them and you hear the testimonies and they come to you and they hug you and they tell you they're so grateful we're there and what the Lord has done in their churches, in their lives, in their marriages, people that'll tell you, my marriage was like really in a bad situation. And after I came across the ministry, it's totally changed and it changed me. Mm-hmm. And now this has changed me. Patricia and I, we are the ones that are most encouraged as we see that.
Well, just, as everything that Laura mentioned, I could say amen too. But for me, it has a very special flavor. I don't know if you know, Dana, that my family from my parents' side is all from Spain. Mm-hmm. And I have been visiting Spain for many, many years. After becoming a believer, every summer that we went, I felt sad because, God, the word God, was not even in anybody's mouth. Because they are famous for having a very hard culture and a very hard heart toward God. And that is true. I mean, it is true in Spain. So to see this that we were able to see was not only encouraging, but it is a miracle working. It's the miracle and the power of the Word of God in the hearts of these women.
What a blessing it was to have over 1,000 women in attendance. The conference sold out months in advance. Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth recorded a greeting for the women who were there. Let's listen to some of what she shared.
Buenas tardes, mujeres, y bienvenidas. And that's about the limit to my Spanish. So now I'm going to let my friend Patricia de Saladin pick up the Spanish and I'll stick with the English. But we are so grateful that you are here. This event has been so prayed for and longed for so long, and now it's here. You're here, and the presence of God's Spirit is here and will be throughout this whole weekend as we come together to talk about the glory and the beauty of womanhood.
Just last week on Revive Our Hearts, we heard a message Nancy gave on Ezekiel chapter 47. If you missed it, you can hear it on the Revive Our Hearts app or at reviveourhearts.com. As she spoke to the women in Spain, she referred to that same passage,
where the prophet talks about a vision that God gave him of a tiny little river, a trickle of water flowing out from the temple of God in Jerusalem. The trickle got deeper until soon it was ankle deep, and then he walked further, and it was knee deep, and then he walked further, and it was waist deep, and eventually that trickle of water became a river, and that river became a great deep river, so deep that no one could walk through it. What is that all about? The water and the river in Scripture is a picture of the Holy Spirit moving from the presence of God, moving through His people into our world. And we are seeing God do what was first a trickle. It's getting deeper. It's getting higher. It's been spreading through the United States, through Latin America, through Europe, in Spain. And in some places, it's still just a little trickle. Maybe where you live. It's not much, but God is there. And God is at work, and as you go from this place, that river of God is going in you and through you to take the beauty and the glory of Christ to your world. And we long for that day when, as Scripture says, the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. So you're part of something that God is doing in our world. It may seem small, but one day is going to be great. And you and I have an opportunity, a privilege, to see what He is doing and to be a part of it.
Laura, tell us about the theme and why you chose that for the country of Spain.
Yeah. The churches that we worked with, one specific one in Cordoba, which was where Patricia went in 2019, they hold a women's event in their church that they call Ser Mujer, to be a woman, every spring. So this time they said, we should talk to ANC to see if they want to take over this conference, and they want to do it. So he came up with the theme of the conference, Isha, and it was from Genesis 2:23, when the man said, this at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman, Isha, because she was taken out of man, Ish. So he set the theme for the conference. And then it was perfect for us because it was our message. We, you know, Patricia and I love that message.
I know, Patricia, last time I saw you just before the conference. Mm-hmm. You were laboring over, praying over your message.
Yes.
Where did the Lord have you land with it? Share with us what meant the most to you in what you shared.
Well, the name of the conference was Isha, but the subtitle was The Beauty and the Glory of Being a Woman. Mm-hmm. And I really loved that because many women now have taken the lie that it is not good to be a woman. It, you know, we have the worst part. And he wanted us to highlight the beauty and the glory of womanhood. And really, the Lord dealt with me. I had just two things, being a helper, how God is our helper. Anytime we are able to reflect His image, because everything starts with His image. But the second thing is that we are created under authority in our homes, under authority in the church, and how being under His authority means that I can display the beauty and the glory of being a woman when I am being His helper.
Hallelujah. That's beautiful. Well said. Laura, as you taught on the concept of spiritual motherhood, among other things, how did the Lord refresh your passion for that?
I think ever since I came across that teaching in Truman 08, I have felt it to be the calling of my life, like to mentor others. But more than that, in a time like we're living where women are not really thinking about family, they're thinking more about their professions, their careers, there's, you know, living for self and self-care and all of this. And family is left for, you know, if one day they would have it. For me, it's very personal because when we married, we were not in Christ. We were just nominal Catholics. And we thought we were in control of how many children we would have. And then the Lord, with different experiences in our lives, showed us that He was the one in control all along. Mm-hmm. And when we finally came to the realization that children were a blessing, it was too late for us. And I could never have any more children.
Yeah.
So when I had to talk about this now, it was like something that was really in my, I love to speak from things that are really in my heart and not just in my head. So it was a difficult topic to address.
Tell me about one woman that you got to sit there and have that front row seat to watch God's word and God's spirit sweep her away in that river of truth.
I can remember two specifically that came to me because part of in my talk, I shared about my abortion and what it meant and how the Lord forgave me and healed me. But we live with the consequences of that. And so I shared about what the gospel does, you know, when the gospel comes into our lives and the forgiveness we have in Christ and how all our sins are nailed to the cross. And I think this truth liberated a few women that came to me at the end to confess abortions that they had never confessed in their lives, and how hearing my story and hearing what the Lord had done and what the gospel does, they felt like a heaviness was lifted from them.
Wow. How old do you think those women were, if you had to guess?
One of them was like my age. I am 64. And probably she had never talked about this before.
Yeah.
So it was great for her to be able to express it. I don't know that she shared it with anybody else. Maybe she did, but she shared it with me.
That's the beginning of healing,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, God gives us His Spirit, His Son, for the forgiveness of our sins, and He gives us the body.
Yes.
For the healing of our hearts and minds. And that was a powerful moment for those two women, probably times dozens and dozens in that room, I imagine. Patricia, what do you remember?
Well, one highlight for me was at the beginning, two young sisters, two girls, came to say hi to me because I know their mom. Maybe early, like in her 20s, and the other one like 22 or 23. Mm-hmm. And I said, hi. We even took a selfie, and I saw them so happy to be there, but I didn't know where their hearts were.
Yeah.
During the conference, I kept looking with my eyes for them, but I couldn't find them. And like they're young girls, I thought, well, maybe they left. And they may be in Granada just walking around and seeing the beauty the beauty of the city. Because I thought the message was really hard. But at the end, Dana, I kept thinking about them and like praying, Lord, where are they? Where are they? At the end, when they came to me, their faces were worth everything for me.
Yeah.
In their eyes and in their faces, they had a mix of a conviction and at the same time, a joy of having found truth in the midst of all these lies. And one of them told me that Laura's testimony was Laura Perry's testimony of the, you know, becoming from
gender confusion.
Yeah. And she said, wow, we know that the Lord, you know, spoke to us. I had some decisions to make, and this was really for me. And the Lord can change anything in me. If He has done it in other people, He will do it. He can do it in me. So I was so thankful to the Lord to let me see that the Lord is rescuing these women everywhere, Dana. It was amazing.
Beautiful.
Yes.
You know, the river flowing through the Spanish ministry is so beautiful, like big and beautiful.
And now that you mentioned that, Dana, as I was thinking about the work of the Lord in Europe, I remember that verse, never despise the days of small beginnings. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Lord is always working. We yep. might think, oh no, you know, nothing is happening. He's working. We cannot yep. perceive it, but he's working.
Now, let's pray with Nancy.
Thank you for what you did in Spain. This is amazing. We rejoice in it. We celebrate it. We give you thanks. We praise you. We worship in Spain, a country that has had so little. Europe, a continent that since the Reformation has had so little evidence of revival and vibrant Christian living in the spread of the gospel. It's been hard, hard, hard. But thank you for these women from Latin America who don't take hard, hard, hard for an answer. They got over there, they believed you, they prayed, they sacrificed, they were generous with their lives and their time, they exercised faith, and look what you are doing. And it's just the beginning. There's this trickle, but it's gonna be a great river, not only in Europe, but in Africa, in Asia, in more in Latin America, and more, oh God, we need it here in North America. We pray not for mercy drops, but for showers of blessing. And thank you that at this moment, in this season, you are letting us have a part in what you are doing. We're so grateful. We love you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That was Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth. And thank you, Laura Gonzalez and Patricia Saladin, for joining us today. God's Spirit is working, and it's an incredible privilege for us to be a part of that. Some of the drops in that life-giving river. Now, if you've supported Revive Our Hearts in the past, we want you to know that the Lord has used your prayers and your giving to do amazing things. Now, he doesn't really need us, but he allows us to join him in his work, and you are a very important part of that. So thank you. It's because of your giving and your praying that we're able to do what we do. And if you'd like to support us, this month is a great time to do that. We're asking the Lord to provide $810,000 by the end of May. And we'd love to hear from you. Even if you can't give at this time, you can still pray. Don't take anything away from your regular giving to your church, but as the Lord leads, if you're able to go above and beyond, consider Revive Our Hearts. So, we've heard about the recent gathering in Spain, but there's more. The week following the Granada conference, our friend Mary Cassian traveled to Brazil. She spoke to several thousand women in three different meetings. She shared with the Revive Our Hearts staff in a recent chapel service from her home in Canada just after she returned from Brazil. Here's the international director of Revive Our Hearts, Hannah Kurtz, with a further introduction.
Mary, you spoke seven times on this trip. Only one of those messages was repeated. And on top of that, you were in panel discussions, probably five different podcast radio interviews. So our time was packed. And I think we're all still recovering for that from this trip. So Mary, I don't think you fully knew probably what you signed up for. But I would love for you just to share, as you're thinking back to the time that we had, what are just some of the top of mind highlights? Were you expecting it to be to see all the things that you saw on this trip?
Well, when you go to speak at a place, I feel like you're always either plowing the ground, planting seeds, watering the seeds. But here in Brazil, it was quite amazing because I felt like the fruit was just ripe and falling from the trees. I was so overwhelmed by just the readiness of the Brazilian women to respond to the word of God, and just how they had already been using, especially the True Woman 101 and 102, had been dramatically impactful in their lives. And then starting with the Portuguese podcast as well, fed into that. So the fruit was just ripe and falling from the trees.
Nikki Lorimer heads up the Portuguese team for Revive Our Hearts.
I'm so pleased to have you marry with us in Brazil. That was a dream come true, something that we've been praying about for many years now. And so just to see that all come together the way it did, it was so clear to see that God was leading the way as we went through those days. And so, yeah, I was amazed at everywhere we went, just to see the response. It's been about a year and 3 months since we went daily with the ROH podcast, in not having that much time to share what the podcast is, because we were just so busy receiving and hearing from women about how blessed they've been, how they're listening every day, and how their lives are being transformed. So it was very rewarding.
I was astonished at the number of young women there were. 16 to 25 year olds were a huge proportion of the audience. And I was overwhelmed at how passionate they were about the message of biblical womanhood, but even more so how passionate they were for Jesus, for their generation. So that was one of the highlights for me, was seeing all the young women and getting to interface with them. It really was something.
Yeah, that was very sweet. I remember sitting there in that room hearing all these stories, and I was sitting between Mary and Angela, and we were just like, where are the Kleenex? Because they just shared story after story mm-hmm. after story of all these women that have gone through the studies, and it's completely transformed their view of womanhood and their view of the Lord. And one woman that has stuck out to us, because we got to meet her a few times, her name is Jacqueline. And Mary, you got to talk to her for quite a while.
Yeah, she was right there when we arrived at the hotel. I think she was waiting for us. Jacqueline was an exotic dancer who had come to Christ and then being discipled through the True Woman materials. And then she is using True Woman 101 and 201 for discipling other women who are out on the street, prostitutes, also sex trade workers. She's having Bible studies with them, and she's going to be going into the prisons now as well. Those are her people, she says, and she is reaching them for Jesus. And she's using the resources of the True Woman message and of Revive Our Hearts, because these women are just so broken and so need that message of healing and restoration. She was so excited and, you know, just spreading the word. She's had several Bible studies and is so exciting to hear. Mm-hmm. There were so many stories. There's the story of a woman who was really healed from just the darkness and depression that had wrapped her up. And there were women who, you know, came and confessed sin and were released, women who stepped out of relationships that were not godly relationships. So many stories after stories after stories. We can't even begin to share all of them. And they were dramatic stories of the Lord's grace and goodness using the materials of Revive Our Hearts, True Woman 101 and 201. And this is just so encouraging. It was encouraging to me, and I just hope it was encouraging to you, because you are part of this story as well.
Mm-hmm. There's so many more testimonies that are still coming in. We probably could have taken up this whole chapel to tell them, but I hope it gives you just a glimpse of all that we saw and heard. It's just, I mean, Nikki's still getting messages. There are groups that are forming now because they came to the conference and now they want to go through some of our studies. So it's just this ripple effect that's only going to continue going.
We've been listening to Mary Cassian, Nikki Lorimer, and Hannah Kurtz, excited about what God is up to in Brazil and Portuguese-speaking countries around the world. To use the prophet Ezekiel's analogy, God's Spirit is like a growing, increasing river. Now, we shared this with you not to boast in ourselves, but to say, look at what God is doing. We are so excited about it. Now, if you'd like to be a part of it, you're more than welcome to contact us with a donation. To do that, visit reviveourhearts.com/donate or call us at 1-800-569-5959. Tomorrow, Nancy will help us see parallels between King David and Jesus as we study the preparations David made for building the temple. And guess what? There are some sweet lessons we can apply to ourselves, too. I'm Dana Grash, inviting you back for Revive Our Hearts. This program is a listener-supported production of Revive Our Hearts in Niles, Michigan, calling women to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.